Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of news along with some interesting music selections, along with some community announcements. But before we get to that, I want to say congratulations to Vietnam Minnesota Radio. This evening was their last broadcast here on KFAI, and it's been a phenomenal run here for Vietnam Minnesota Radio. They got to start in the early 2000s. I will miss sitting in here having conversations in between songs between that show with their host Kim Lay and the Filipino American National News. We've had some really great discussions just about the Asian American community, the Filipino and Vietnamese community here in Minnesota, along with just talking about life. So it's definitely going to be a little bit more lonely here in the studio coming in without seeing Kim's face. But one phenomenal run here at KFAI for Vietnam Minnesota Radio. But in terms of some community announcements, last week I was going to give an update to a community event that we were speaking on, and that was the Minnesota Lumpia Festival. By doing some additional research, if you go on the Facebook, it says one part of an announcement that is taking place on June 27th, and on another part it says it's taking place on June 28th. So I don't know if there has been a definite confirmation from what intel I've been able to look up on social media and Google. And I'm not necessarily sure if it's actually hosted by the Minnesota Lumpia Festival by itself, because when you go on social media on Facebook, it's part of an event list that the Northwest Food Truck Festival appears to be the one hosting the event. I hope that the Minnesota Lumpia Festival doesn't lose the essence of what I think the event is intending to be, an event to promote Filipino culture, and in this case by showing the community at large what makes lumpia intriguing, what sets it apart from quote-unquote the egg roll, what are the differences between such a thing. I think this is an event that is taking place in Chaplin, Minnesota, which doesn't have a high density population of Filipinos out there, and so their palate in terms of Filipino cuisine might not be as extensive. And so I think especially with that sort of demographic, I think you do have to do a more thorough explanation of what Filipino food is. What is lumpia? I hope that the current organizers or future collaborators, when it comes to this event, do a better explanation of what lumpia is, and not making the more than often Freudian slip of saying egg roll during the event. It's a lumpia festival, so if you're going to promote lumpia, be more diligent in actually talking about lumpia. I've privately tried to send suggestions to some of the organizers of the event that maybe you should have a lumpia rolling demonstration on the amphitheater stage so people can see what lumpia is, for those who are looking to figure out how to make such a dish, which it can be a very simple dish to make, but some might say not always made in the correct manner. And hopefully this year there is more of a highlight of Filipino culture at this event. I know that there are other events such as Philippine Day as well, where you can get that sort of representation or that sort of immersion into the Philippine culture. But when you go something that literally has the Tagalog word lumpia in the description of the event, and you go to the event and you see a main event act that's promoted and not one of the members are Filipino, and predominantly the group was a cover band of four Caucasian males performing or having a Chinese dragon troupe dancing. It just seems a little out of touch, but hopefully in the 4 years or 3 years previously that they've done this event, that they've learned how to figure some of those things out and work out some of the kinks in regards to their event as well. But in regards to some other community announcements that are on the horizon here in the Filipino-American community, the first of which is on Sunday, May 3rd, at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, is the annual Carranderia that takes place from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And for more information in regards to that event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7032. Another event that is taking place here in the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota is that the day before this event at the Philippine Center of Minnesota on May the 2nd, that is a spring clinical conference hosted by the Philippine Center of Minnesota and I believe the Philippine Minnesota Medical Association, and that is taking place from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Noe at 651-587-2122. And the newly organized organization, the Minnesota Filipino Seniors Association, is hosting a fashion show and dinner dance. It's entitled Marilag, and this will be taking place at the Hilton Hotel off of American Boulevard, 3900 American Boulevard West in Bloomington, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Susan at 612-968-9826. This is the second black tie event that they've done in the last couple of months or so. They did a New Year's Eve party earlier on New Year's Day. Looks like they've been doing some Zumba classes as well to get our seniors out there more active. Looks like they have a garage sale coming up as well. I do find it interesting that this group popped up in the last couple months or so, because many of these members were formerly part of the Phil Minnesotan Seniors Association. And so it's interesting to see why some of these members broke off and decided to start another organization in Minnesota. I do find it interesting that two of the events that they've done right away are events at a hotel, which can be quite pricey. I mean, dinners are fairly pricey, and even after dinner costs are pricey as well. And the upcharge that you're going to do to make the profitable for a very new starting group just is a little bit puzzling for me. I remember being at that seniors New Year's and them talking about being mentors potentially to some of the leaders out there in the community. And I'm not sure, as not a person who is a spring chicken, but a person looking from the outside looking in, if doing two events in the first year of your existence that are in a hotel is necessarily the best economic decision on creating funds. But I guess to each their own. And for our last community announcements, which once again is also taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, it is presented by the Pinoy Music Minnesota. And this is Love in the Spring. It's entitled Paintura Band. This is May 30th, And we'll have more information in regards to this event, but you can find this information as well on Facebook. But for right now, we're going to play a song from an artist that is signed to Aftermath Records and as a person by the name of Easy Mill. He's known for his rapping, but this is not quite the rap song ballad you might be thinking of. This is his track entitled Will You.
If wedding bells are what these remind you of, my love, I don't mean to rush this, I just got a feeling that we could actually take this further. You're like no other, 'cause we could be under the mistletoe colors throughout all the winters and summers. Our love is what others could only wish for, and so tightly hold my hand, let's fly across the land. But before all that, I had to ask you some questions, baby. Will you, will you don't love me when I get too far in this life that we live? Take the time to ask me if I'm fine in the days when I'm feeling dead. Will you, we'll be back together when I'm breaking apart, so it's all in my head. Baby, to this very moment, I wonder what you found in me. You get rid of all my boundaries, so your voice is the sound of peace. So believe me, my love, when I say that I wanna spend my forever with you. Our love is what others could only wish for, so hold my hand, let's fly across the line. But before all that, I had to ask you some questions, baby. Please tell me, will we do to love me when I get too far in this life that we live? Take the time to ask me if I'm fine in the days when I'm feeling dead. We'll be back together when I'm breaking apart, so it's all in my head. Hug me if I go insane, 'cause of wrongs I did. Why my tears and ask me what's wrong with the love that your heart can give. Let me know you got me when the world is no more and without this love. Except that I'll do all of that for you and believe it's true.
Once again, that was Easy Mill with Will You. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, on 90.3 FM on your radio dial. Also can be heard online at KFAI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News, where our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you can also do it via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And you can find the presence of the Filipino American National News on both Instagram and Facebook. And if we have the opportunity to either tape a Zoom interview or we do a remote interview, you will find those interviews as well on our social media platforms. And in the coming weeks, the Filipino American National News will be having a chef on the show who has a new book coming out here to be released, I believe, next month. We're going to have that chef by the name of Alyssa Sunga, whose book called Cake Pancake, Recipes for Love of Cake and Friends. So stay tuned for more news in regards to that interview coming to the Filipino American National News. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first story from News Desk. Two Filipino American activists have been killed in the Philippines, according to the South China Morning Post. Filipino Americans Lyle Brahoyes and Kai Dana Renee Sorum were among the 19 people killed during a raid in Taboso Municipality of Negros Island. According to the Seattle Times, Sorum, 26, was from Tacoma and was a member of the Akabayan South Seattle, a Filipino youth and student organization. An organization called the Malaya Movement posted a statement addressing Brijoles' death. According to the statement, Brijoles was born in San Diego and was a community organizer in the Bay Area. The South China Morning Post claimed that the raid targeted an alleged communist stronghold, but many Filipino activists see the raid as an act of oppressive violence. We vehemently condemn the fascist state violence that took the life of Lyle, along with 18 others, and what can be called a senseless massacre carried out by the Philippines military in Taboso Negros, the Malaya Movement said in its statement. And now we'll head back to our news desk as well for some more additional stories coming around the world about Filipinos. It'll just be a few short moments. The Bureau of Immigration, BI, issued a warning on the trafficking of Filipino men to work as soldiers abroad after several incidents showing targeting them. Immigration Commissioner Joel Anthony Viadao issued a warning against the scheme, stressing the grave danger posed by such operations. This is a deeply alarming threat. These groups are deceiving Filipinos into working as armed personnel in undisclosed locations, putting their lives at a serious risk. We strongly warn the public, do not fall for offers that sound too good to be true, especially those recruited through social media, he added. On March 31st, a 50-year-old male Filipino victim was intercepted at Ninoy Aquino International Airport, Terminal 3, after presenting himself as a tourist traveling abroad to visit a friend. However, primary inspection officers noticed inconsistencies in his statement, prompting their referral to the Immigration Protection and Border Enforcement section for secondary inspection. He later revealed that he is an armed reversist and was actually recruited to work in a foreign military. He was recruited on Facebook and was made to pose as a tourist. He was offered a monthly salary of $2,500 with a signing bonus of $25,000. The following day, two victims aged 30 and 39 were stopped at the Clark International Airport Terminal 2 before boarding a Cebu Pacific flight bound for Bangkok, Thailand. The passengers initially claimed that they were former work colleagues traveling for a vacation. Further interviews revealed that the two were also recruited online to serve as soldiers abroad with promises of USD 1500 monthly salary and a USD 30,000 joining bonus. The victims disclosed that they were contacted through a Facebook group and communicated with recruiters via the messaging application WhatsApp, where they were instructed to proceed to Thailand and await further travel arrangements. On April 5, two more men, aged 49 and 50, were intercepted at the airport, Terminal 3, attempting to work as soldiers abroad crossing through Ethiopia. A few days later, on April 12, at Terminal 1, another 51-year-old victim was intercepted trying to cross through China to work abroad as a soldier. The warning is in line with the administration of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s drive to protect Filipinos from human trafficking and illegal recruitment. And right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the artist Talilo, featuring Kunu and OC Note. And the name of this track is Land Home.
This foundation is just us, I'm hoping.
We all can
reimagine where our home is. On this block I've been posting. Kenny K, can you tell me where my home is?
It's not the same.
Can you tell me where my home is?
Tell me where do I go?
Is this even where my home is?
They say I've been displaced. You can't tell me where my home is.
This is my home.
Tingnan nyo, nakihirap sa bahay ayaw. Kahit na madilim ang panahon, manggandang araw. This is now, headed to sky and ground, praying to make vows. 100 million, the voice of our children united together. Your finest compelling, I'm digging up. Graves of the masses are massive. They race to debate all the classes. From prison to prison, I'm asking, when are we having restorative actions? From the rosy to petals on buildings, they billing to fill them with all of our children. We healing to healing, but when do we heal enough?
From the mud, this foundation is just us, I'm hoping.
We all can
reimagine where our home is.
We all in.
On this block I've been posted. Any day, can you tell me where my home is?
It's not the same.
Can you tell me where my home is?
Tell me where do I go?
Is this even where my home is?
They say I've been displaced. You can't tell me where my home is.
This is my home.
Lo mismo protege lo mío, mi corazón frío y atento. Porque venimos de nada, bajamos la cara, por eso ahora protesto. Abre la puerta, nadie contesta, rap del estilo 90. Quieres el vinilo por tanto estilo, pero si no estamos de venta.
The children are missing, I don't need permission. I'll burn all my paper away. You can't make them listen, don't make your decisions. You'll dig in, you'll jump in your grave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Built from the mud, this foundation is just us, I'm hoping.
We all can
reimagine where our home is. On this block I've been posted. Any day, can you tell me where my home is?
It's not the same.
Can you tell me where my home
tell
is?
Tell me where do I go?
Is this even where my home
they
is?
They say I've been displaced.
You can't tell me where my home is.
This is my home.
Justice or peace on stolen land. Middle fingers up when they mention Uncle Scam.
Uncle Scam.
Mask off so they know who I am. Identity is tied to the land. I will not be shook or took from my point of power. Never labeled a coward, especially in the 11th hour. Revolutionary style, stay fresh and never sour. We live in a place where they take your soul and devour. So be brave. Wash O'Shea. Hakigata nene, wash O'Shea, hakigata nene, wash O'Shea, hakigata nene, wash O'Shea, hakigata nene.
And that was Talio featuring Kunu and OC Note, and that was their track land home. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News, and we're going to end the show with a song from the featured headliner at the Philippine Student Association's Philippine Cultural Night a few weeks back. It's the artist out of Las Vegas known as Sho Palo, and this is his song, The Space Between Us. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Asking where have you gone? I know it's not wrong, but my heart always knew you belong within it. I fall asleep to hear your voice again. I feel you out there with me listening to my summer breeze, to your autumn trees. If a solar system ain't so far away, then across the earth is only child's play. So wait for the moon, I'll be next to you. No way. They say those words get in the way. To see your face and your heart, if the space that's between us would tear us apart, I'd fly far through the stars, from Jupiter, Saturn, or Mars, wherever you are. I belong with you and you belong with me, there's no guarantee. So will you wait for me, my baby? Preparing for liftoff, for light years and eons, I'll find you through it all. When the comets out there keep impeding me, tell them, look, you find a way to clear the breeze. If you just say my name, I'll be there in a day. If the constellations illuminate my life, then your love is made of stars and made of light. I'll go through all of this just to see your face and your heart. If the space that's between us would tear us apart, I'd fly far through the stars, from Jupiter, Saturn, Mars.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts.